We are on Place Godard, at the end of the row of parking, facing the beige and white Art Deco style corner building.
The facade is Art Deco or Art Nouveau? I never know the difference.
Art Nouveau began at the end of the 19th century. It expressed themes directly inspired by nature, such as water, fauna, or vegetation. In response to this overabundance of ornaments, Art Deco advocated the simplicity and geometry of volumes. Their constructions called for right angles and the utilization of reinforced concrete. This artistic movement was in fashion during the Roaring Twenties and up until the Second World War. The building you are looking at was built in 1934. It is a characteristic example of Art Deco in the heart of the city.
Do you know what is under our feet?
Cobblestones?
Yes, but under the cobblestones. Well, it is the Mô, one of the Marne's tributaries. And if you were to visit Chalon aboard a small boat, you would pass through the tunnel and float under the feet of those passing through Place Godard. If you're interested, please do not hesitate to stop in at the tourist office for further information.
Turn towards the Beaux-Arts and Archaeology Museum.
It is one of France's oldest museums. It shelters the works of European painters from the 15th to the 20th century and also a very lovely collection of ivory. To be this close and not go inside to admire them would be a shame.
This building has not always been a museum. In the 19th century, Chalon decided to dedicate this square to the food market.
The building's ground floor was most notably occupied by the butcher's exchange with 12 superb meat stands.
And when speaking of exchanges, the market is never far. Observe this beautiful covered market.
A place dear in the hearts of local inhabitants.
This market, designed by the architect Louis Gillet in 1883 and 1884, was modelled after the famous Parisian exchange, the Baltard. Its construction allowed the Mao to be covered over and for the definitive suppression of a small island of the city centre's most unsanitary buildings.
I would love to do my shopping in the market.
I have located a stand of regional organic produce. Shall we go?
Well, excellent. And what if we were to create a vegetarian Chalonnais menu? Claude Rollet of the Ferme des Cyprès will tantalize our taste buds. Lentils grow in the region, but can you please tell me what they are?
It is a delicious small brown lentil that grows in Champagne.
And the parsnip?
The parsnip is a white root with a slightly anise flavour.
And finally, the pumpkin-coloured squash.
The potimarron is more tasty and smaller in size than the potiron squash.
Great, it is time to start cooking. You can help me.
Of course. Right, eating sounds lovely, but later because the Notre-Dame-en-Vaux church, listed among the UNESCO World Heritage Sites, awaits us. And also, Jean Talon, one of the founding fathers of Quebec. Let's get going. On the continuation of the Art Deco building street, you will see Notre-Dame-en-Vaux church. Walk to it. Once you have arrived, position yourself upon the Pont de Vaux bridge, facing the statue located to the right of the church. We will await you there. Pay close attention when crossing traffic.